fuck that my bitch get sick, cause she keep on checking her motherfucking page.
I think my bitch is conceited, cause she keep on checking her motherfucking page. If I see that he's breathing, the job is not done and them niggas is not getting paid. My partner been speeding, he bought him a demon, he turned up from serving her age. And you know I've been leaning all day, I guess I'm just stuck in my ways. Keep wanting to hit, if a nigga won't play, then you know that my niggas be ready. We gon' go leave him dead, you know how we coming, them niggas gon' slide in Giuseppe. My bitch bad and shit don't got a blemish. So much drugs in the room like a chemist. Get the hunters, I turn to a menace. You know I'ma die for that shit, I be reppin'. Rollin' hard all the pills and the weed and the drink. If he think that it's sweet, tell him try. I'ma keep it discreet, I wanna tell him it's beef on his head with a robber get signed. Bitches be clockin' and niggas be lying. Don't care what he get, long as I'm getting mine. If he come out of hiding, I pump it his chest and his feet gon' go up like a chair and recline. Bitch, I'm up like a wheelie, these bitches, they see me. I'ma splash when we fuckin' up demons. If a pussy is riggin', I fuck on a friend, she was dumb to think I wasn't leaving. On the beat, they be loving what I gotta say. Got them dancing and moving her ass on the scene. I don't see these goofies while I'm at the bank. If it's not about hunters, my mind going blank. Go. I think my bitches can see it, cause she keep on checking her motherfucking page. If I see that he's breathing, the job is not done and them niggas is not getting paid. My partner been speeding, he bought him a demon, he turned up from serving her age. And you know I've been leaning all day, I guess I'm just stuck in my ways. Keep wanting to hit, if a nigga won't play, then you know that my niggas be ready. We gon' go leave him dead. You know how we coming, them niggas gon' slide in Giuseppe. My bitch bad and shit don't got a blemish. So much drugs in the room like a chemist. Get the hunters, I turn to a menace. You know I'ma die for that shit, I be reppin'.
Yo, what's going on? It's the homie Mez. You tuned in to Mez Drinks and Chill. And it's a collab episode with...
You don't remember my name?
Cerise, of course I remember your name. I want you.
You can at least say my name. I'm a guest. At least say my name to the people.
I was letting you do your thing.
But I told you I also wanted to be called
C-Blue. C-Blue, excuse me. Yes,
my government.
Yes.
Y'all know I've been talking crazy.
That's the alcohol.
I've been talking crazy on the podcast.
What? We could bleep that out if you need us to.
No, it's okay. You can leave it in there. We don't like to delete content. We keep it.
All right.
One take Drake over here. But yeah, hey y'all. My name is, I guess, Cerise, now that y'all know. But I guess we're going to be collaborating today with Candidly Brash with C-Blue. So we'll see how this goes.
Where could they find your podcast?
I am on Apple Podcasts and I'm on Spotify. I think I'm also on Google. I'm on iHeartRadio. I'm on a couple places.
You everywhere.
I don't really check them, but yeah, I'll be.
What
be
about out. Social media? Can they find you on social
really
media?
Really just Instagram. And that's Candidly Brash.
That's what's up. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you.
I was listening. Oh, for sure. I was listening to your podcast, and you are very entertaining.
I know.
Oh, see? And humble, I guess. I shout like, out to that.
No, I have humility, but I know I'm very funny.
Nah, I'm just fucking with you. It was one of the things that you said on your episode, Pussy Talk.
Pussy Talk. Yeah. With the ching ching in the middle. Two money signs.
Two money signs. Oh, the ching ching in the middle. very interesting.
What'd I say?
You said sex, I mean, head isn't sex.
Mm-mm. I mean, it is.
All right. So, but there's nuance to it, I guess.
Yeah, it is nuance because I think sometimes we like to pretend like words don't have two different types
of
meanings,
agree.
Right? Like, there's definitely the denotative part of the definition. Mm-hmm. Sex is any type of penetration into any oral space or any open space. So, really, yes. You putting your penis in my mouth is sex. Mm-hmm. Cool. But socially, is that the same thing? No. If you take a girl home, I mean, lay her down, eat the box. I mean, you tear that box to pieces with your mouth.
Yeah.
And then she kicks you out. That's a body?
No, hell no, that ain't a body.
So then it's not sex. Because what you count when you count bodies?
Oh, and that... technical aspect, yes, you're right.
Yeah. If all I did was suck a nigga dick, that's not a body. So that's not, I am not going to run around and say, yeah, I had sex with that nigga.
That's a fact, but that is still considered sexual relations.
I mean, that's different. Sexual relations and sex is not the same thing.
Yeah, that's true. It's oral sex, though.
Okay, yeah.
But I get what you're saying. Like, technically, I won't go out and be like, I fuck so-and-so if she just sucked
no,
my
you
dick.
Would be fucking lying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So yeah, I would never say that.
You being a weirdo, a lame-ass nigga.
Big time.
Lying on your dick.
There's not niggas out there doing that.
Oh, it's a lot of niggas that lie on their dick. They've been doing that shit since about eighth grade. Whenever they decided the to pussy gave them clout, they just been started lying on their dick
they
about who they fucking.
Anything for clout.
They do. But yeah, no, that's not sex.
That doesn't make sense, though, because that's that shit that Bill Clinton tried to pull. Remember when he got hit from Monica Lewinsky? He was like, I did not have sex with that lady.
He didn't. Then he had to change it to sexual relations, but he was lying. Either way, I'm just saying, if socially we don't consider head sex, so I'm not about to walk around here and call head sex.
Yeah.
And I feel like even the precautions, like the way that people have oral sex, is totally different than what they do with real sex, which I need to figure out the science behind that. Cause
it doesn't make sense, because you'll go down there and suck a nigga
I'm
off.
I'm never sucking a nigga's dick with a condom. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's what I'm saying. But then as soon as he try to get in there, you're gonna be like, put a condom on.
Yeah, you definitely gotta put a condom on.
Yeah, it doesn't make any type of sense.
Well, actually, I'm lying. No, you don't. Not, I just lied. I would like to pretend like if I am a very sober woman experiencing a sexual experience, then I would be like, oh yeah, please put on a condom. But now that tequila's talking, condom why?
And cheers to that tequila. We on tequila tonight.
We are. I hope.
Cabo, yes, because Mecklenburg County is having a shortage of tequila or any alcohol.
Go to Frugal McDonald's.
Yeah, I should have. But how long you been podcasting?
When did I start my podcast? March?
Yeah. Oh, you started in March?
Yeah, I started in March.
Really? How are you enjoying it?
I'm not enjoying it. I am enjoying it. I'm just not enjoying podcasting itself. Like the whole process. So like having to think of the content, curate the content, put the content together that I want to talk about, find the people that I want to talk about the content with, put them on the podcast, record the podcast. Edit the podcast, post the podcast, make the marketing for the podcast, watch and support and track the marketing of the podcast. I'm like, I just wanted to show up and talk shit.
And record.
And this has become such a long process. So then it becomes harder for me to crank out more things more often, especially now that I just moved. Yeah. My apartment still looks crazy. I'm like, damn, I need to unpack.
That's why I did seasons, because when I first started, me and Safa, I was telling him for a while I wanted to do it, but then I was like, I know I ain't going to be able to crank them out every week like everybody else does.
I can, at this point, I can barely get one out a month.
But see, that's why you should do season. Like, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but that's why it worked for me, because I was like, I can record 6 episodes within, at least I give myself a 2-month time frame.
Mm-hmm. And then just release it like all at one all time, together, like some Netflix shit.
Exactly. That's what I was doing.
The problem is that I don't, even with 2 months, that's 2 episodes.
no, which how? Then, if you're doing it 1 month.
Yeah, because it's trying to get the schedules together. Like, I've been trying to get this one over here on the podcast.
Morgan?
Busiest schedule I've ever seen in my life.
She do, but she's so great when she's on the podcast. Everybody loves it. You missed the live show, and when she was there, people were
really
screaming.
I didn't miss it. I heard parts.
Yeah.
But I was not there, correct you. But I did watch. I mean, I listened to the Patriarchy one.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, this is actually pretty good.
Thank you.
Other than, you're a man, so. Sometimes you be saying man shit.
And that's just, and the thing is, I be wanting to unlearn a lot of shit. Like, we were talking earlier, before, I play pause, right?
Yeah,
and
so sick of it. Over that. How old are you?
I'm 38.
That's really, you're what?
38, yeah.
There's no fucking way.
I know.
I need to see your ID.
I'll show you. I was born November 4th, 1982. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, my birthday coming up too, matter of fact.
Hey,
Scorpio season.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I grew up in the Bronx, so that was just some shit that we played. Like,
yeah,
and
nigga, you 40.
Yeah, I mean, basically, yeah.
That's what be getting me annoyed sometimes, really, is like just listening to grown men do it. Like, bro, like, you know you don't like niggas. It's okay for you to say some shit that like might sound weird, and like we all should be at least settled into our sexuality enough to know, like, I didn't mean that in a gay way.
But see, that's the thing. Like, people think it like you're overthinking. It's just some shit that we do. The same way that's how we feel when we hear y'all on that period and all that other dumb shit that chicks are saying, like, hot girl summer. It's all that shit that we hear y'all. Same way y'all feel.
You don't
feel.
Like period? You're a fucking hater.
See? That's how I feel about pause. Like, it's just a fucking thing that we say.
Well, no,
like,
pause is a little bit more negatively impactful to overall social norms. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. But I know gay people who played it, and I remember you were saying, that's like saying,
yeah, we gotta
I got a black friend.
That does not, that's like the concept of pretending, like, because I'm black, I can speak for all black people's needs, too. Like, no. My blackness doesn't make me the center of all acceptance of, like, I'm on the board of who can approve what's okay and what's not okay.
Nah, I feel what you're saying. Like, you're making sense. Like,
one thing I'm going to say. I might be a little forceful. Might be a little aggressive.
Yeah.
I always make sense,
though.
Yeah. I'm not a dummy.
From your point of view.
Yeah. Well, I also know how to do this thing that I know how to do really well is be able to take my perspective and I'll make it make sense to other people.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the hardest part sometimes is being able to understand how people think the way that they think. Yeah. But that's because I actually have a really high level of metacognition because I understand how I think the way that I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy for me to be able to make it very clear as to why I think this way so you can understand why I think this way.
The only thing that I do have an issue is like when people tell me why I should stop playing pauses because they make it seem like you're being homophobic. But what you were saying is there's like an underlying.
Yeah, it's not that you're not. I know that you're not doing it for the sake of trying to like make gay people or make make fun of someone that's gay or like do something detrimental to gay people.
Right.
But it's more so of like it perpetuates the toxic masculinity around men being able to make comments towards each other that were never intended to be sexual but sound sexual, and now we have to overassert our heterosexuality in this space. That's really what it is, right? I say pause because I want you to know. Like, I didn't mean that on no gay shit. And my whole point to, like, when I hear people play that game is that, like, if you know you're not gay and we know you're not gay, why do you feel like you need to assert that in that space? Like, no one thought that.
And that's where
the difference in the
exactly, because that's not the reason why I play.
Exactly.
And that's what I was trying to
portray people. And that's what it sounds like to me when I hear it is that, like, you're trying to make sure I know that, like, oh, you didn't mean to say that. And I'm like.
Yeah. And I understand that that's what you're saying, but I'm trying to. So. That's what was the word you said? Meta what?
Metacognition.
I like that. I'm gonna have to look that up. I'm gonna use that in my vocabulary. But what's some curve etiquette? Like when
how guys, to curve somebody?
Yeah, like when somebody hops in your DMs or
how do I curve a man
or a woman?
Oh yeah, or a woman. Well, women is easier because I'm just not gay, so it's easy for me to say like, oh sorry boo, I don't like bitches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's
see straight. How she just said bitches. But continue. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say that to her.
And. That's the whole thing. Like, but go ahead.
Yeah, like when I use bitches as an internal thing. Like, I would never. I don't talk to other people. Well, I do call people
that's
bitches.
That's what I'm. That's the same thing as.
But probably I try to be cognizant of it because I do have a friend. She really does not like that at all. Like, she don't like the whole like bitch or like bitch. Let me tell you, like, she don't like that at all.
Yeah.
And she always reminds me of it whenever I say it.
Right.
But I try my best now to be cognizant of when I'm using it in a loose way that like can be offensive to other people.
Because
I also don't like when women that I don't know try to call me bitch as like a jokey joke thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or like I've noticed, especially in Charlotte, where I'll be like, you'll be like drunk in the bathroom and it'll be like white girls in the bathroom and they'll be like, oh, bitch, you look cute. Like white women don't call me bitch.
Really?
Yeah. It's happened to me a couple times. Like at Lost and Found or what's some other spots where the white bitches be going crazy?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
In the bathroom, you know, with the little lady in there giving out the hair products and shit.
Well, we don't know. We'll take your word
for it. You never looked in a woman's bathroom, like in those places where they had the mirrors on the wall?
I respect women and I don't look in their bathroom.
You're right. That was a walk. That was giving fans. I'm trying to get you on recording.
Yeah, she's
trying to. You ever looked into a woman's bathroom?
No, never. Not one time. It's okay.
Not bad. You're right. Black woman privilege, right? Thinking about what I'd be doing as a black woman every day, thinking that you live my life.
Yeah.
But yes, in a woman's bathroom at a very nice place. Mm-hmm. Typically they have like a whole bathroom attendant that has like hair products, lotions, shampoos, shaving kits. It's all types of weird shit in there that being there.
Damn, in the men's bathroom, all we got is fucking gum and cologne.
Hate that for you. They be having whole like damn near outfits in there. It be looking like was it P-Valley when they be having a little outfits
Valley
and shit in the
bed.
I love that show.
I love that show.
But yeah, they'll have them in there anyways. You'll come out and the white girl be usually white women will do this weird thing where they be like, you're so beautiful. Oh, my God. You're gorgeous. Yes, bitch.
That's offensive?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know you, white woman.
You have to know somebody for them to think you're attractive?
No, a white woman has to know me to call me a bitch.
Oh, the bitch part is the offensive part. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I take it from a black girl, kind of.
Why, though? Like, what difference?
Because she's a white woman. What the fuck do you mean, what difference does it make?
I just can't think of something a white man could say that's complimentary to me. Well, I don't like niggas complimenting me anyway.
Nigga?
Yeah. No, come on, man. Nigga, that's totally offensive, though. Like,
man, my nigga, you look good.
A man saying that to me?
A white man, yeah, it's a compliment.
Nah, come on, man. It might be a scuffle in that motherfucker.
Nigga, you fresh.
Oh, that's different.
If a white man said it to you?
Oh, you saying nigga? No. I thought you meant you fresh as opposed to you look nice. No. But see, like, I don't have a problem with white people saying the N-word if they're in concerts. Like, if it's a concert,
I have to go. No. What time is it?
I'm saying, like, if I've been in concerts where.
Absolutely not. You better fucking refrain every single one. Skip the fucking sentence. I don't care.
So you telling me you think
that's
it's
not
wrong?
My problem?
Yeah,
this shit was not made for you anyway.
Yeah, I don't care about shit like that.
No, I give so many fucks.
Yeah,
you know what I give a fuck about? It's not even that I give a fuck that you're saying it. It's that I give a fuck that you thought I was a chump ass bitch and you was gonna say it around me and I wasn't gonna say shit.
So
to
you're
you
personalizing things now.
Absolutely. Am.
Yeah. So I don't.
Because now you think I'm a weak ass bitch and I gotta cut you out.
I don't think that. I'm not gonna assume you think I'm a weak ass nigga just because you.
You got to.
Why? Because you're in a concert. You here
because
to see Young
Thug.
Because
where else would it be socially acceptable for you to do that around black people?
That's the only place.
That's not. There is no place.
I mean, to you, to me, I don't care about that. Like, I'm too busy looking at the nigga. Like,
and transparently, mm-hmm. that's why they do that. Because they get around black, no offense, they get around black people like you that don't say anything. So then they get around other black people and they're like, well, the last group I was in didn't say nothing. So
no, because I don't care. Like, so what happens? What am I supposed to check him on saying the N-word?
You can give him a glare. You ain't got to say nothing. But I guarantee.
A glare.
I guarantee. Listen.
Man, them niggas do not care about that shit.
Okay. I've been in plenty of spaces where I've looked over. And Susan, when she got too deep into a part,
yeah,
and I'm a ride for my, and they start doing it.
But Sapphire, we grew up with homies that white boys in our neighborhood who used to say it,
and y'all let him say it.
No,
I didn't care that he said it.
They let him say it.
But this is what I'm saying. This goes back to that allyship conversation we had before.
Yeah,
when you allow stuff like that to happen in front of you, it ingrains the social normality of it being okay to do that. Which allows them to do it around other people that could be harmful
It was two of them. One of them would say it around us, but that's because it was just, that's what, he grew up the same way we did. He listened the same.
That doesn't give you the, see, exactly. And that doesn't give him a pass to be able to use the word. You grow, I really hate when black people try to align white people growing up in poverty, meaning that they have the same
poverty.
Or whatever community. Yeah. Oh, because you grew up around black people. Like, what the fuck does that mean? You're still not black. You still don't.
It doesn't affect me. Like, I don't give a fuck what you do.
It's not about if it affects. We know that because you also care about things that don't impact you at all. So we've seen that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, to me,
but it doesn't
if
matter.
It doesn't affect me, I don't care. Like, and I know he's not doing it in a malicious way. So that's, to me.
He is, though.
See, that's, you're assuming.
No, I'm not. Because
you
we all know that we know that word has a malicious intent. We know that word.
It can be.
No, we know that word is weaponized when used by non-black people. We know that. That is a fact.
That's not a fact.
Nope.
That's not a fact that's the only reason why it's used.
No. We know that word has been created to be weaponized against black people. Yes. Correct. So if we know that word has been created that way, you understand the social impact of that word.
Yes.
You still choose to use it. You are doing it in a malicious manner because you're fully cognizant of the things that you're participating in this space. That's like if I walk around and I know for a fact, I'm fully aware of the fact that a lesbian woman that may identify in a more masculine sense does not want to be called a stud.
I am
aware that is an offensive term to use.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that stud over there. And I use it in front of her.
If it's offensive to her, yes.
No. I'm saying, like, I know this. Yeah. We just like we know the N-word is used is in a weaponized sense.
But it doesn't, like, all the guys that we were around, we didn't care that they used because it didn't offend
matter,
us.
But he's socially privileged to the concept of what that word means and its impact.
I get that part, but it didn't affect us.
But I'm just saying, to keep doing it, at what point do we align the concept that you're no longer ignorant to the impact of this? You're continuing to do it, which means it's now malicious.
That's on him. If he goes somewhere and uses it and get his ass kicked somewhere, that's on him.
Right, but my thing is, You not saying anything to him.
No, he knows it's the wrong word to say.
How does he know? You just said, how does he know? You told him?
It doesn't affect me. The same way when a chick, if I call you a, I'm just saying,
hey,
if I called you, I don't like the way she said that. But if I called you a bitch, it'd be totally different if Morgan called you that, right?
Yes.
Bingo. Because you know when she's saying it.
No, it would depend. Because you could say it in a way that could be as malicious as what you're trying to do.
That's my only
point.
But
I would discern it different. But what
that's
I'm saying
point.
Is, no. What I'm saying is that for you, mm-hmm. you understand that every day of the week, it doesn't matter what time it is, mm-hmm. if you call me a bitch, it's malicious.
Me, yes.
The same way about that white boy that knows it don't matter when he says it, that N-word is meant to be used maliciously by white people towards black people.
No, that's not
he's
the same
thing. He's fully aware of that.
It's
he's
not to me, it's not
But
the
he's fully
thing.
Aware of it. You're he trying knows. To, he knows it.
Of course he knows if he says it to the person.
No.
It's the same thing to me.
To
no,
anyone.
It's not the same.
No, he does. And the thing is, he said it to test to see if y'all were going to make it socially acceptable for him to do it with y'all. And so what I'm saying to you is that, while no, you can't control what he does.
Right.
You can have an impact in the space to say, you actually should not use that word.
Of course, for Sapphire, have we not told him that? We told him, like, yo, fam, if you say this outside somewhere else,
no, you see what
I'm
saying?
Your own.
No. There have been people, me and a few others in our group.
We all told
like,
them, like, yo.
I know specifically.
For sure.
I told him not to use it. To
yeah. Me. But so get on the microphone, because we can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yo, this is Sci-Fi. So basically what I'm saying is that in our group, there were some people that, like Mez, didn't care if he said it. There were other people that were like, nah, don't say it around me. And then we explicitly told him, if you leave this circle and say it
somewhere else, you on your own.
You will be.
And once again, take the mic back. Because now we're going to talk about the power of words. Because you told him, if you leave this circle and say it. Which means that you are now creating a boundary that it is safe to do it here. It's not safe to do it out there. And the boundary should have been set that it's not safe to do it here. And when that boundary is set, once it's been crossed after that, that's when you have to implement what the outcomes of that boundary is, which means we do not hang out anymore. If I tell Morgan I do not want to be called a bitch, and she constantly calls me a bitch, playfully or not.
Right.
What is my next step once she keeps calling me a bitch?
Of course, that's obvious.
To stop talking to her, right?
Yes.
So what I'm saying is that your actions didn't align to the very flexible boundary that you tried to set around
you,
and saying the word.
It affects you.
No. But what I'm saying to you is that in this space, like that's the concept of allyship, is that it shouldn't matter whether it affects you personally or not. Thinking about the grandiose, if it could affect anyone that looks like you, you should say something.
It'll affect them because they don't know him. I think character and your intent.
No, I don't. No, I'm everything. Telling you because no, that's not true. Because I'm telling you that as a black woman, that it does. I don't give a fuck if I was born with that nigga. He can't call me a nigga. He can't
He's
say
not
nigga.
Saying nigga in that sense though.
But I'm telling
you though. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Right. And so what I'm saying to you me, is that if you are actually being an ally to the community, then that means that you would be making sure that you speak for all people in that space, even if they don't align with your
that's
thoughts.
That's not true. I don't believe in that.
That's ally shit though. She said.
Yeah.
That's not true.
And not say that.
I think whatever you do outside, like, there's things that we do that's norms here. Like, the same way how Safa might speak to me about women in a certain tone, right?
Yeah.
But he better not say that shit when he's talking to women.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same shit.
No,
the
it's
same
not.
Way right now when he talking, when we were
no,
talking
but
about,
you're not,
hold
but
on,
you're
let
not
me finish
group.
My saying. When he was talking earlier, I understood what he meant when he said men expect sex after hanging out with you, right? Mm-hmm. I knew what the fuck he was saying. But when he said it to you, I said, yo, you better chill out because you got to be careful how you speak to them.
Right. And what I'm saying
that's
is that
the same
but
thing
no, it's not because you're not in the group that you're advocating for in this space. I'm talking about allyship of your own community because you are a part of this black community.
So I can't ally for a group if I'm not a part of them?
No, I'm saying in this space.
I'm asking you a question. Can I ally for a group?
Yeah, you're supposed to.
That's
what allyship is. But what I'm saying, you know, you're missing the point.
You got it.
No, what I'm saying to you is that if you are a black man,
yes,
which means you're a part of the black community,
yes,
and you're allowing a white man to do something that you know would harm people in the community potentially, even if it does not personally offend you, your allyship still extends to the point of you being able to tell him that is not a boundary you should
no,
be crossing.
No, that's not true because I just told you I would tell him, don't say that outside the circle.
My point is that he should not be able to say it at all because now you're validating that he can
that's
say it around
point,
certain...
That's your point, yeah.
Right.
My point is you can say whatever the fuck because we know what you mean, what your intent is. We know how you are as a person. But if you say that shit somewhere else...
Mixed signals.
No. I've never sent no mixed signals to him.
Okay.
I told that nigga, if you say something, we call him nigga. He's white.
Okay. That doesn't mean he can say it.
I'm not saying that means he can say it. I'm just saying in our group, the same way all groups have things that y'all say amongst each other, but you better not say that shit outside the group.
I would never let a white man use the N-word around
you.
Me and tell him he can't say that.
We don't
he can say it to me.
We didn't care about that shit. My whole neighborhood didn't give a fuck.
That's fine. But once again, this aligns to the things that like you shouldn't learn.
According to you, yeah.
I mean, I think in general, you would actually stand more to gain by understanding that, like, just because a white person does something to you that doesn't offend you and you're black.
No, see, you're saying that I don't understand that. That's the problem.
No. I'm saying you should unlearn that, like, that is okay. Because I don't think that's okay. Like,
that's you who doesn't think that's okay.
No, I think that the mindset is not okay, not the action. I'm past whatever the fuck is going on with you and that white man. I'm talking about the mindset behind it because you're basically saying that it didn't offend you, so therefore it's not your space to, like, push towards them not doing that thing.
No, that's not true because I just told you, I told him, don't say that outside of us.
Right, which is does align to the concept of what I'm saying, that it didn't offend you.
What so, am I missing? Because
I'm saying that
you're saying if it's not personal to you, you still
you don't
say
give
something.
A shit.
Just because you don't give a shit doesn't mean it shouldn't be wrong.
And also the boundary
who said it's not wrong?
No, I'm saying the boundary shouldn't be that, but it's acceptable between me and you is what I'm saying is that the boundary should be that it's not acceptable, period, because it sends mixed signals to someone to say that's not acceptable out there. So, for example, with his mindset towards saying the expectations or whatever.
Right.
When you say things like, oh, well, just don't say that around women, it still in some ways validates the concept that what he's saying isn't that problematic.
No, we're telling you it's wrong, though.
But you're saying that I can still say it around you, which means it's not that wrong.
Not that.
The same way y'all say bitch around each other.
Exactly, because it's not that wrong. And I can acknowledge that. I'm not too prideful to say that it's not that wrong.
But it is wrong. See, we're on the up.
Right,
end.
And so I'm
it's
saying,
wrong to
I'm
call
acknowledging
another woman a bitch.
That I'm saying that to her, and that is a problem. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I agree with that concept. But
see, I don't think it's a problem for y'all to call each other that.
I think that realistically, it does send mixed signals around the like actual impact of the word. Because if I'm using it in this sense, and then I'm saying, oh, it's cool for us, but you can't do it, it does send mixed signals around my actual logic around why is this word so offensive.
I get what you're saying.
Because there really is no logic there. It's just really about who I decide can say it, who can't.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Correct. But with the N-word, and what I'm saying is that in this space, like when you say, oh, you can, like, don't do that out there. Like, you know, it's cool with us. Don't do it out there. I think that is what kind of like sends the mixed signals around, like getting it when you get around other white people that get in concerts and they get in social groups and they drop the N-word. And we're like, why the fuck would you do that? Because they've had these experiences where either a black person has said like, oh, it's just don't say that around them or other people. Or they say things like, oh, they don't say nothing at all. Right. Yeah. So they're like, well, I say it around my other friends and I thought we're friends.
They're always going to say it around another group where it's not acceptable.
So correct.
You telling him it's okay to say it here, he's going to fuck up again and he's going to say it with a whole other group.
As long as he's cool with suffering them consequences, that ain't got shit to do with me.
I mean, it doesn't, but it does because you had a moment to actually like eradicate and fix the mindset around why he's choosing to say it.
I guess.
And I'm saying, I get it. Realistically, as a black person, you can't spend every day being a teacher to everybody.
Saying.
I get it.
That's
but
my
I, but
thing.
I feel
like
in
main...
that sense, that's your white friend. Like, if that like, really is
no,
your
friend. No, I wouldn't say he's a friend. He's just, were we all outside hanging out? Is he a friend? Would you consider that nigga my friend?
No.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. We all outside. We be 30 deep outside. He use it. I'm not going
to
sit there and try
I guess
because
I'm not from a community where I would know what it would be like to be around 30 people and then, like, no, I got a white man around me saying the N-word. Like, and I was still keep. I wouldn't.
It was two of them. One of them would say it regardless wherever. Yeah, they're related. One of them would say it just around us. But it wouldn't be like, yo. Like, he would just.
Yeah, he'd just use it, right? And that's what I'm saying is that, like, that's just not acceptable. Like, I wouldn't. And But I get what you're saying around, like, it's a big communal group.
Exactly.
So realistically,
it's a
like,
whole neighborhood. And we be outside, he say it. I'm like,
it's
a white boy who says
it. I'm from North Carolina. I don't hang out with 30 niggas deep on the street.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm hanging out with people, these are people that I'm very close to. Like, I grew up with a white friend, and she fucking knew. You don't, not in the songs, not in the conversation. I might call you a nigga. I'm still Cerise.
My thing is like, to me, I'm not gonna stop my day or try to check a nigga about. A white person about. I don't give
niggas,
a fuck about
niggas
you.
Also, racially, it's not racially exclusive. And,
see, that's my point.
But, when we use it, because we have that power. I feel like it's because as black people,
I hate double standards so much.
You know, the thing is, and I get it, but here's the thing:
I hate them.
Black people don't get double standards on shit. And so this is the
one thing. If I think hard enough.
This is the one thing I'm willing to put my stake in the ground around our double standard. No, what is this double standard there?
It's the expectation of being better.
That's not a double standard.
That's not a double standard. But let me see. I'm trying to think what black people get a double standard of.
That we get to do socially acceptable that other people do not. We do not get anything other than the fucking N-word. And that's why I'm going to put my stake in the ground that no, you don't get to use it. Whether it's for fun, whether it's for concert, nothing. Because literally y'all get to use every
word. So you're
going
to stop your day
to
check a white person who?
Absolutely.
I'm not doing that.
And the thing is, and that's why I said, everybody's not in that space. I do a lot of D&I work though. Like all day long. That's my parts of my job at work. Like all this stuff.
I only try to correct people who I fuck with and I love and I know they're going to have that understanding.
Other than that white man that you didn't because you don't really.
I don't fuck with him like that. Like that's the homie, who's just outside, but that's what I'm saying. And we were young. We were like in.
That's different.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So to me, I'm not checking nobody who just. If we had a concert, it's 100 white
people.
I'm gonna
shoot a look. I don't give a fuck.
I'm too busy enjoying the show, but I know I've been in the show. I'm like, oh shit, look at all these white people saying nigga. Like, what was that Trinidad nigga? I'm like, wow, look at all these white people saying nigga.
But honestly though, a lot of that though comes from that's also the thing. Also, don't go to concerts in like predominantly white spaces either. Like,
but that's really what they are
not
now.
My thing. No.
Oh, like, you saying you don't go, period?
Like, I'll go to, like black cities, like Atlanta. You know what I mean? Where, like, I know I'm going to be in. Yeah, I know I will be in predominantly black communities in the audience because, like, I'm not going to
I'm not going to Coachella.
Yeah.
I don't like festivals.
Nah, I'd go to Coachella for sure. I went to the Roots picnic. There's mad white people. But it's like, I've been to so. Nowadays, you go to any concert. Sci-Fi, we can't hear you, bro. he getting involved in But anytime we go to a Wu-Tang concert or anything like that, it's nothing but white people in there. And they just keep, but I'm not going to stop my show or enjoying the show.
I didn't say you had to do all that.
I'm not giving nobody no look. I'm not doing none of that.
And nobody said you had to be the nigga negator. Yeah. I'm just simply saying that, like, in the open space, if I'm if I have the opportunity to say, like, that's inappropriate, I'm going to say it, because I think that that's what, if we don't have people willing to at least say something, that's what perpetuates the normalcy of I'm going to keep doing this thing.
Yeah.
And then it gets out of hand. And then it turns into these Karens and these white male moments where they're, like, being super, super entitled. And you're wondering, how the fuck did this get here? Because it's manifested in constant moments where somebody could have simply leaned over and said,
you know, but I look at it like that.
You're doing,
like,
too much.
Me and you have, like, I think you understand me to a point where when we before we started recording, I started telling you my views on some of the LGBTQ community. But knowing that I'm not coming from a place of hatred, malice, or anything like that, like, it's just pure ignorance in a sense, which is a good word to use, and it's, it got a negative connotation, but it's just ignorance in a sense, right?
Right.
So you know that's not coming from a bad place, so you won't look at me in a but you would definitely tell me, like, yo, don't play that game around certain people.
No, I would just say, I would say don't do that at all. Like let's just, cuz really I think too with especially when it comes to, like, things in the LGBT community, is that that's a silent, I mean, not a silent, it's a non-visible identity.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, you actually don't know who you're in the presence of when you say stuff like that.
True,
very
true.
And, like, you could actually harm anyone because you can't tell someone's sexual identity.
Just by looking at them.
Yeah. Or their sexual orientation. Right.
Right.
And so that's why I always tell people, like, just to err on the side of caution, like, until you get to know someone, like, you should absolutely be mindful of, like, the way that you say things or what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes we assume if someone looks cisgendered, like, oh, that's a straight woman. And, like, no, she very well could have been a lesbian her entire life. Yeah. You're being very offensive to her without even knowing it because you're assuming that she looks like she likes men.
Right. So, and to touch in on that, how did we get into that conversation when I said, or you said, I said, I guess I'm an ally is what I said,
right? Yeah, you did. You said you guess you're an ally. It kind of triggered me a little bit, had me a little upset.
And so explain why.
I just feel like, because either you are, you aren't. Like, either you are, you aren't. It's not a I guess. Like,
and so when I explained to you why I said that, did that make a little more sense?
It did, but I think that what you should be able to articulate is just saying that, like, I am an ally. Mm-hmm. I support, like, the equality and the equity needed in these spaces. But I also do have contradictory mindsets that may not necessarily 100% support some of the things that are
and happening. See, when I say that, then be like, then you're not an ally, and I'm like, how can I?
No, so and I get that, because it's
like people want to attack you if you're not 100% with them,
right?
So that makes you scared to even, like, you just be like, you know what, I'm gonna just leave it alone completely, which I don't want to do that, because I think if you turn a blind eye sometimes, mm-hmm, you're almost not helping the cause, right?
No, you actually heard it. You're actually making it perpetuate, right?
That's what I'm saying. So,
which
to
is
me,
what I was saying about telling him he
what I asked you was,
because you turned a blind eye and you helped him perpetuate.
No, I didn't turn a blind eye. See, that's like,
you said it. You did. You said something to him.
I say something to him and I tell him, bro, if you say that shit somewhere else, you're gonna get fucked up.
I take turning a blind eye as, like, setting a boundary and then not following through with it.
That's your definition, okay?
Yeah, like, even if, because I know some people say, like, oh, it's just if you don't say nothing at all. But I think even telling someone something and then just continuing to let them do it is still leaning into turning a blind eye, because now you're choosing to ignore. It's even worse.
What's
now,
letting them do it? Like, that's the part maybe that I'm having.
So letting them is, like, because realistically, like, what this is what happens. If I set a boundary with you, mm-hmm, and you keep breaking that boundary, I'm either going to keep addressing that you're breaking it to the point where you get annoyed and don't want to fuck with me no more because you're tired of me checking you on it, or you're going to change.
Okay, so then, all right. I'm getting a better understanding, because, like I said, we would just be outside 30
feet. Yeah.
So it's not like I could tell him, stop fucking with me, and then I'm not going to see him no more. I'm going to see him
no,
regardless.
No, it's not about fucking with him, but it's on some straight up, like, nigga.
He's never been in my car. He's never been a nigga who I hit up to be like, yo, let's go ride out.
No,
what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying. Now that I understand the proximity that you had to him, that makes
it's not a friend.
The,
like,
way I
not,
was envisioning it is that, like, y'all are, like, in a group like this.
No, hell
and y'all
no.
Having conversations and he dropping.
I'm trying to think
words.
If I've ever been indoors with him. Like, pause. That's my bad.
Wait, what is indoors? Where did that go? How did that get sexual? Inside is sex.
But indoors sounds a little
weird. We're having sex right now. The word we're all having sex since we're inside. Get me out of here.
Stupid. But yeah, like, he's just somebody, when we be outside, he was outside too.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. Now,
you know what I'm saying?
It's also, but see, I think the geographical difference of our understanding of growing up with somebody looked very different.
And also, I grew up in the Bronx where Asians said that word. Like, I'm talking about since I was a kid, a baby. Asians said it. Hispanics said it.
But they be saying it in a very derogatory way as well.
Not the ones, I mean, of course, every group can say.
I ain't gonna lie.
I know
to you,
Africans who say that.
Black people say it in derogatory ways.
So that's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying that, like, that's the problem is that we don't take the time to have the conversation around the consciousness of why it's problematic in certain spaces and why it's not in others. Like, because I very rarely hear people of color using the N word beyond like a "what's up, my nigga" in a way that's like empowering. I rarely hear them use it in a way that like means, oh, I'm really trying to pour into the black community with my connection to this word that they have as well. When I hear people of color use it, they calling us niggas.
Yeah.
But them niggas are thieves. Them niggas around the corner in that gang.
Nah, but see, you're talking about older Asians. Like in my neighborhood, we had, like, I'm talking about guys who grew up the same age, same era as me.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be outside rapping, or they'd see me like, what's good, my nigga? Dap them up and keep them moving. Because nigga wasn't.
Cringe.
I know, but the first time I
I'm
had
not
a
your
white
nigga.
The first time, like, literally racism was that big of an issue to me is when I moved down south.
Mm.
Literally. So to me, like, I have a different understanding of it. Like, to me, it doesn't trigger me the way it might trigger somebody from the south or somebody. And then I also within the black community have felt, because I'm African, I'm East African.
Mm.
They would make fun of us for being African. I'm like, Nick, we the same. Like, what the fuck? Like, you from Africa. But they look at us like.
We not, though.
I mean,
we are. I know my ancestors are. But, like, I think that a lot of the times people don't connect to and understand what the African-American experience is, that I actually have no connection to either one of the names within that label of being African-American.
So there's a separation. So that's my point. There's always been a separation with everybody and me.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, like, I was just like, it is what it is. That's just how life is. And it doesn't affect me. And in my, what's the four agreements? I'm drunk. So don't personalize things. That's one of the main things, right?
I don't know. What are these agreements you're talking about? Where did they come
it's
from?
It's a book. It's a book
I'm
called
like,
The Four Agreements.
I'm like, you just pulled these shits out of your ass. Where did it come from? You started pulling out of fingers and
it's like,
where you get them from?
Never personalize things. Be impeccable with your word. Try your best. And
it's some Grand Rising book shit.
Not Grand Rising. Don't go there. Please. I hate them niggas, man. Golly. Every time I see that shit.
Now
I'm
that
like,
you're telling me that you like East African, now I'm like, maybe you shouldn't be saying that word. I'm just fucking kidding.
I mean, some people might look at it like that, but what sapphire I got?
You pulled them up?
Always do your best was the last one. Yeah, I knew it was
me. Always. Not these fucking baby ass bullets. Let me see.
Nah, it's a lot of people who go by those words.
Okay, I'm a little high. Wait.
Yeah.
Be impeccable with your word.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take anything personal.
Yep.
That's what you were talking about.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, I take everything personal.
See,
that's a character flaw. Mm,
okay. Oh, you acknowledge that it's a character flaw?
I told you, I have no problem acknowledging the type of woman that I am.
Yeah.
It's a character flaw to take everything personal, but I think some people don't take enough things personal. But that's another thing.
Mm, that's a good point.
Don't make assumptions.
Right.
And always do your best. These are the four. Oh, I have heard of these things before.
Exactly.
And I feel like when a man starts talking about these, I zone out on the date.
You doing what?
I zone out. Like, if he brings these up, I'm
on a date? God damn. If you bring those up on a date, yeah, you should.
I mean, not even. Not
check,
like,
please.
Not just the first date, but I mean, like, in general. Like, if we're just talking,
but those
we're
things,
getting
like,
to know
to
each
me,
other, he starts talking about these four agreements.
Yeah.
Hmm.
See, to me, I learned. But that might be a defense mechanism, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because once I detach my personal feelings towards something, it's like,
correct.
Oh, you can't hurt me, bro.
We talked about this. And the thing is that I think that sometimes as black people specifically, but even as black men, y'all take a very large pride in being able to be detached from things.
Yes.
From not having things knock you off your
Morgan
your,
and me
your
have
stool.
These conversations plenty of times.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think that that's a personal goal of, like, I'm not going to allow these things to deter whatever track I'm on.
Yes.
And I think that it's a very beautiful thing, but at the same time, it truly has its cons.
For sure. 100%.
Because it allows you to seem very careless and reckless in spaces when you're not trying to be.
Exactly.
Because you're like, oh, well, I didn't take that personal, so I didn't think about it. And I think that when you detach yourself but so much, it starts to feel like people around you don't feel protected. They don't feel safe. They feel like, oh, they are not being valued.
Yeah.
Because you've detached yourself from whatever's happening.
Right.
And that's why I said I can acknowledge that, like, the way that I take things personal is definitely to the extreme of, like, I need to pull back.
And because I'm the opposite as far as personally. Mm-hmm. Like, me personally. But if you play with my wife, you play with my kids, my sisters, it's off with your head.
Right.
Scorpio season is going to be in full attack. Right. Like,
well, why you don't want to show up for yourself that way?
I mean, I will if you really are, like, in, like, it depends
on
what you're doing.
Like you're giving me reasonings as why you would, but, like, what you're telling me is that it's jump to go for anybody that's in familial relations with you.
Yeah.
But
because
you don't
I suffer different consequences than anybody else does as a black man.
Okay.
So there's a lot of things I got. Like right now, if I go to a concert and it's a white man saying the N-word and I look at him wrong, mm-hmm. I check him or say anything like that, mm-hmm. he's totally in the wrong for saying that word, right?
Yeah.
But if I attack him on that, who's mm-hmm. going to be wrong in that situation?
You will.
Based on society. You, of course, you look at me like, yeah, he did what he was supposed to do. But when I'm standing in front of that judge and that 12, I'm getting locked up. So I have to take my personal feelings away from that, mm-hmm. which you're 100% right. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying what I'm doing is right or wrong. I'm just saying to survive in America, I have to.
Well,
you get what I'm saying?
A lot of black people
sometimes
survival
it's,
here.
You got to do certain things, and then you still get looked at as wrong for because I suffer a different consequences than mm-hmm. everybody else.
Well, that's why I said earlier, I'm not going to be here to police you on
right.
how you should be like right. setting those boundaries for yourself.
Right.
I was just going to say that, like, I just want to push you to know that you could set harder boundaries. Not that you have to or that you're a bad person if you don't.
Yeah.
It just would, there would definitely be a stand to benefit in the space for all people.
I would do it for people who I know have that mental capacity to understand it and change that. But if you see these two dudes that I'm talking about, you wouldn't say
it's hard. I don't think it's, and the thing is, niggas gonna hear this.
They probably hear this, but I don't
understand.
Care.
Like, I understand exactly what you're saying. Yeah. And I think in that space too, it requires everybody to be on the same page about that standard.
Right.
And it can't be that you're the only one setting that boundary and everybody else isn't.
Yeah.
So. Which is also why I don't hang out with 30 niggas, because I know it's not 30 niggas.
But this is back in the day. I'm talking.
No, I got you. But I'm saying today, even in general, like I've noticed that like who I spend my time around with and like what I do is different, because the way that I view my blackness and how much it means to me is different than other people's journeys on how they've developed themselves as black people.
Right.
And I don't want them to feel belittled or because I feel differently about me being black than they do.
Yeah.
I just know that we don't align, and you let certain shit slide that I can't let slide.
Yeah.
And that's going to cause us to constantly butt heads if we're not going to be able to, like...
But what if you know our consequences are different? Like, right now, if me and you go somewhere and somebody... Well, it'd be different because if I was with my wife and somebody came out their mouth wrong...
You already told me that. You're going to lose my fucking mind. You're going to do it for them. You're not going to do it for you. But I think the difference is that in that space, it would be fine because I'm going to do it for you.
Yeah.
And me. Yeah. I'm doing it for everybody. Everybody gonna
but
get
But see,
some.
That in that sense...
You get a fight.
Yeah.
But, I feel what you're saying. And that's why I say I only hang out with people that agree with that, understand what I'm saying, or at least can understand it. They might not have to agree with me, but they understand to a point where when I pop my shit, you're not trying to talk me down.
Oh, no. Nah, ain't no talking down. Like, if I go somewhere and I'm jumping out the window for anybody I love, mm-hmm. Like, and Safa, you know how I rock. Like, it's plenty. It's so many people who listen to this podcast who be like, I know Mez will jump and throw everything out the window when it comes to the people he loves. But for me, I let a lot of shit slide because I've really detached my feelings from a lot of things.
Well, I talk to Morgan about this all the time. A lot of black people live in just general survival mode, like all the time. And it looks different too, even with the concept of survival mode, which is why I wish. Once again, we overterm and underdefine things for ourselves, in which we need to have conversations around what does that look like for you when it comes to your survival mode. So for you, your survival mode is detachment.
Yeah.
For me, my survival mode is like direct action. So like I feel the most safest in spaces as a black woman when I go ahead and articulate directly that something is bothering me or something is pushing up against the boundary or something that I do not like.
Yeah, I will if there's no like... depending on the consequence.
I'm saying there is no if for me.
Right,
like,
I have
to do that. Yeah. I'm willing to take whatever consequence will come from me checking you in this moment because that is going to make me feel the most safe that I stood up for myself. But that's because I'm a black woman. And so, one, I also know that I have not seen the outcomes of me, like, being over-policed or being over-criminalized or considered dangerous in spaces when I speak up for myself.
Yeah. I'm automatically the suspect.
Well, you're also a tall-ass black
man. That's what I'm saying. Like, my size, my like, everything... Hell, I go to the airport and motherfuckers, I'm always Mr. Random Check. And that's because of my I could be Middle Eastern, I could be anything. They see
you
my name.
You look kind of racially ambiguous. That's what I'm saying. Person of color thing. Not quite sure where this nigga's falling, but it's some nigga. It's a lot of different niggas in there. Check them out.
But that's
check
what I'm saying. So, like, to me, like, and that's another thing. Like, my sister, anybody I travel, like, damn, like, what the fuck? We went to Cuba, I get random. Everywhere I go around the world, randomly bag checked, randomly screened. I'm like... And the most people you'll see them like, what the fuck? Why you pick me out? I know why they pick me out. I know what it is. Just hurry up and do what you got to do so I can keep my day
moving.
And see,
their survival mode is to like automatically like get agitated and start speaking out, trying to find ways to get them to acknowledge that they're doing something racist.
But see, that's what, and then they would continue on with their day.
Right.
I do that, I'm going to fucking jail. Right. I'm going to get beat up, tasered, shot. Yeah. It's so many fucking
outcomes.
And the
thing is, I usually don't get bothered because I think too, like, not only am I a black woman, but I'm a pretty cute black woman. So I feel like I don't get bothered that much in spaces. Like, yeah. Black women always see me and they either think I'm like some cute privilege. Little like niecey that's kind privilege. Of girl or some kind of like auntie or cousin. Hey girl. Like, yeah. So there's that. White women, I guess, are always like, oh, you're so beautiful. My God, you're so cool. White men, weird lust. Black men want to fuck. So it's like, really, it's not a lot of spaces.
It's not like an attack. Like, they don't look at you and feel like I can attack you.
Yeah, you know, like, so, I was just telling my homegirl, I got pulled over 4 times in 2020, and I only got 1 ticket out of all those pullovers. What? All of them were from...
Sorry. We can't hear you, bro. Chill.
He said he won for one with his tickets.
He won.
Every time. Move him to the side. Or 10 for 10. If they pull him over, he getting a fucking ticket.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to speak for you, my boy.
So
I don't have that experience.
And see, that's the difference in when you could jump out the window and why I can't.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So sometimes people just see what you're saying and be like, oh, he's wrong. But it's like, hold up. Listen to what the fuck I'm saying and why the reasons why I feel that way.
And then also understanding why you think that way and why you do that exactly, way. Exactly. Which is the metacognition.
We need that word.
It's very important to understand why you think the way that you think and understand your past experiences that have impacted why you think your thoughts and why you say your things and why you feel the way that you feel. Yeah. But people don't want to do that work. Because it makes them uncomfortable because they have to acknowledge things about themselves that maybe they don't like.
And they're not willing to listen. Like, you see how if we were to cut the conversation off on why I didn't care about those two white boys saying that word mid-conversation, you wouldn't have understood that. You would have just made your decision like, oh, this nigga Mez is, he's...
A comb.
Basically, yeah. But, yeah.
It was a quick thought. It was loading. Not going to lie to you. I was like, look at this. This motherfucking Condoleezza Rice ass. Critical race theory hurts white people's feelings.
She was out of control with that.
She's a sicko.
Yeah. But the more you understand why somebody thinks the way they do and the reasons, like, there's so many fucking... I'm talking about my whole life been going through certain shit like that. So then you're like, you know what? Detach your feelings and you'll get away. You'll run through life a little smoother. Then you understand why.
Yeah. And I think that, well, one, I realized that in general life feels better when you actually understand how you think, what you think, and how you can understand other people's thoughts.
Yeah.
Was when I started teaching, and I work with like 90 different kids every day, and I had to realize like all of these children have different stories and experiences that make them individuals.
Yeah.
And I need to know those things so I can know how to better deal with them. And then when I started doing more DEI work and like trainings and lessons to learn how to better serve all my students is when I realized a lot of the issue is lack of understanding.
Yes.
It's lack of taking the time to actually say like, can you explain to me why you feel this way or why you think this way or whatever? And I wasn't doing that. And then when I started doing that is when I got to realize that like also being able to explain, it's not about your intent. It's always about the impact. And so getting people to realize that like, I'm not attacking you for why you think this way. I just want you to understand that what you did harm me or hurt me or made me feel a certain type of way.
Yeah.
And you get a lot more done with that type of conversation than trying to tell somebody, oh, what you think is wrong or you think that you're a coon. Well, sometimes you just got a couple people coons. So you just got to do it. Yeah. I think after you've had the conversation and they still don't get it, that's when you can drop the coon card. Yeah. But beyond that, if you didn't take the time to really understand them, then you're really doing more harm because you're not, like you said, it's not allowing people to really think through why they think that.
Right.
And to have conversation around it and figure out a better way of like at least having an understanding because you don't always have to agree.
Yeah.
But at least got to understand.
But I think if you understand the way a person's train of thought is, then, you know, you can at least, you know, leave it at what it is, I guess, or help somebody get to a better place of understanding.
Yeah, and I think sometimes people want people to think the exact way that they think when they end the conversation, and some things can't be done in a 10, 15, 20-minute conversation.
Yeah.
Some things take more life to live, more experiences, more things to learn for you to really, like, circle back and, like, because there are moments where, like, I used to be a very big bigot, I'm not gonna lie. I used to be super big on the, like, being gay is wrong. Yeah. I can't believe they got a gay agenda. I was like super rah-rah about it. Yeah. And then it took me doing more understanding of why do I think that way? Why do I think that my thoughts even matter? Why do I believe that my perspective...
Accountability.
Yeah, and as I started to do the learning and the thinking and the thoughts is when I realized some of these thoughts aren't even mine.
Yeah, that's when you really this start to... Man.
I don't even believe in that. Who's idea was this? And then you realize it's just like this hodgepodge of your parents, communities, society. Yeah, society, people you've been around, people that you care about that have said small shit to you.
That's how I'm about snitching. Like, we were raised to think snitching is the wrong thing to do. Like, if me and you get in the car right now, right? Mm-hmm. I got guns and drugs in the car. We get pulled over. You're supposed to shut up even if you don't know nothing about it and don't say a motherfucking word and take the time.
Oh, yeah, I'm not taking the time. I will shut the fuck up, but I ain't taking the time. They start talking time.
That's what I'm
baby,
saying.
Baby, call me Whitney Houston to the bullshit. And I'm singing. Right. I'm going crazy in that motherfucking room.
Yeah.
What y'all want to know?
But that's like survival. Like, that's human survival. Like, you're not going to. Can you imagine doing 25 to life?
No.
Or some shit that you I
can't imagine doing one. I can't imagine doing 1 year. Yeah. 366 days to
now,
go to penitentiary.
If me and you go somewhere and say, we're going to rob this place, and we get caught. And then you start saying, hey, that was Mez's idea. I really didn't want to do it. And now you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But if you have really.
And I have no problem with changing my motherfucking name, going into WITSEC and moving out to Arizona, baby.
Yeah. But see, that's my thing. Like, if I have full intent and knowledge of doing something and then I switch up on you, that's not cool. But if I have nothing to do with nothing and then I get caught up in it and then I just clear my name like, yo, bro, I got shit to do with this. Why am I still a rat? Like, how are you going to call me a rat? And I have, but that's just our society. Like, I was gung-ho about that. Like, I would have literally did time. Like, I've been caught up in shit before, and I'm like.
I'm saying, this is giving New York shit.
That's what I'm saying.
But
it's just
in
like.
In my small town of Durham, North Carolina, I've never.
Hold up. Y'all some wild niggas over there, too.
No, first of all.
Shit.
I don't like how you call it my niggas. I'm just kidding.
No, Durham is wild.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not from that side.
I know Durham. Durham is wild.
I'm not from East Durham, so. But I'm from Northern Durham, closer to the county.
So how do you feel about black people being so mad about like LGBT rights as far as like how they get laws and everything and people stand for them? Asians, like remember when shit was happening with Asians and Asians
stop
immediately
Asian
got,
hate.
Yeah, like I got friends who always be like, how come they get so many fucking rights? How come? And I'm like, bro, it's because they stand together. They make shit happen. They make shit shake, but we be mad about something for a little bit, and then we just kind of let it go.
I don't necessarily agree there.
Okay, so how do you feel about that?
I think that the LGBTQ community gets more progressive rights because that is a intersectional identity group. Because
it has everybody in there?
Yeah, there are white women, men, white males that do benefit from the whatever progression happens in that group, and because that is the dominant group that's always going to get the supremacy, they're going to always be like when we look at marginalized groups, they're going to be at the top of the docket of making sure their concerns are handled.
Anytime
first.
White men are involved in it.
Correct. Uh-huh, or anyone that has close proximity to white men.
Like white
and
women.
Or closer proximity to whiteness, which is why Asian groups and other groups also get these things moving faster for them because they have closer proximity to whiteness than black people do. And what I think people don't understand about white supremacy is that it's not necessarily about like the concept of trying to keep black people down, but it's about the fact that somebody has to be down if somebody is going to be up. And so to maintain white supremacy means that a certain racial group has to be the one that they stand on top of. And if that one has systemically been black people and it can continue to perpetuate that way, it will.
100%.
Which is why you can see other smaller marginalized, like other smaller racial groups within that. Like, because I think sometimes we look at race as like bookends.
Like
so
what?
Bookends. So like there's a white bookend and then there's a black bookend and then everybody else is in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So there's like Asians and
Hispanics,
Latinx, Middle Eastern.
Right.
Even people that are like spicy white, like Jewish.
Italian.
Yeah. Or Italian. Like they're in that space.
Spicy white.
Spicy white. You know what I mean? You know them. You got them up there saying the N-word in New York and shit. Them your friends. I know black. I'm Dominican. Like all these different people that are in the book.
Be black as hell.
Yeah.
Though.
Black. You're black. Yeah. But it's like we look at race like bookends, and so what we think about is this concept of like to maintain white people on this side, some group has to be at the back, and black people have historically been at the back, systemically been at the back. So it's like it keeps us there, and that's why some of those other groups have been able to see small parts of progress, but like haven't been able to break fully out of it because of the intersectional parts of the group.
Right.
Because if we break them out, then that means we got to break these niggas out, and if we break these niggas out.
Oh,
who's
hell.
At the bottom?
Yeah, we got to have somebody down there.
Somebody's got to be down there. And so I think that that's where that progress comes from. But I think when it comes to the LGBTQ community specifically, it's because of the fact that there are white people in that group that get to advocate for themselves, and they get proximity to other people that have more positional power, and they get to be in that power space because that's a hidden identity that you may not be able to see directly. So I could very well be a white man that's the head of a CEO company or in policy and politics that is gay that you would not know until you actually get to know me or you know that about me.
Just like trans. He could be
identify
as straight but love trans.
Yeah, so or be a trans man and you would not know because he like it clearly looks like a straight man. I don't know.
Right.
Like, once again, those are parts of your identity that you would have to share or choose to share in some spaces.
So with the Asian thing, you say because in proximity, they'd be closer to white?
Yeah, and on top of that, like, realistically, I think that with their groups...
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's the proximity to whiteness, always.
Yeah. But they do make shit shake, too, like with laws, the money. Like, they make a lot of shit.
But also, they have different community dynamics because of the way that they are here in this country.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of it is by choice to come here and to be here. And they live in their communities for safety and sanction. Black people have been here since the beginning.
Yeah.
And we've been dispersed, spread out, perished, pillaged, beaten, raped, broken down, whole cities bombed, and we decided to come together.
Right.
So, like, there's actually a historical trauma that aligns to Black people banding together.
Yeah.
Like, us banding together means whole cities get blown up, whole churches get blown up with children in them.
Yeah, because you never hear of Chinatown getting blown up.
And if we do, we get laws that are made to help support that immediately. And so it's one of those things where even the historical reference of like how people got to these spaces to do what looks different because they are in community, because they can be in community, because they weren't brought here to be enslaved people that were then finally after decades and centuries sent out to finally try to figure it out, but then continuing to be oppressed and continuing to be killed and harmed and hunted down. And it's just all these things. So the dynamics just look different.
Yeah.
And trying to compare that's why I don't like the term person of color and like trying to say that like Black people and people that are Latinx and people that are Asian have similar experiences in the country because it's not the same.
I mean, it's not the same, but similar is different than the same. So of course they're not the same, but we do have similarities.
Like what? Like what experience have I had as a Black woman from Durham, North Carolina that's the same as an Asian person from anywhere?
Well, I mean, if you're specifically saying Asians, but that's because...
Even if I say Latinx, like what experience? I don't speak any other languages.
You get the racism.
I don't have any communal like relations to other countries.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where my people are from.
But you still can experience some of the same racism, some of the same hate.
Even the racism is not the same. Even the hate is not
the same. The same is, you're saying, same and similar are two different things.
I mean, even similar, the reason that people would, the reasons that you see people create or do racist things towards people in the Latinx community is not what they do towards Black people.
But, all right, I guess that might be word semantics. Maybe I'm not understanding what you're saying.
I mean, tell me this.
Because, like,
if somebody's racist towards somebody Latinx, what would be the reasons?
So you're saying what the reason is or like the outcome of it?
We're going to do the whole thing.
Okay.
But what's the reason?
Because you're not white.
You think that's why people are like racist towards other people? It's just because they're not white?
Yeah. I mean, if you're talking about white people, that's why they probably don't fuck with you because you're not white. Or they feel like you're coming here taking their jobs or they feel like
that's what I'm talking about. Get into the actual specifics because you're right. Racism is because you're not white.
Right.
But what about you not being white is the problem? It's not just whiteness. It's, you're not from here. You're taking something from me.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to walk up to me as a Black person and say, you taking jobs.
Yeah.
That's not why I'm experiencing racism. I'm experiencing racism because systemically it's been appropriate for me to experience racism.
Okay.
Which is totally different than why I would walk up to somebody else and say, you don't even speak this language. No one's ever come up to me and asked me if I spoke English.
Yeah.
I can't even relate to that experience. But I have students that were like, the reasonings why is different, which means the outcomes of the racism looks different as well.
I think the outcome is the same. They don't fuck with you. You get shorted. You don't get the same treatment.
Even the shorted in the treatment looks different. Shorted in what way? How? What does that look like?
I think if a Hispanic goes to the bank to try to get a loan, it'd be the same as if a Black person tried to get a loan.
No, even the experience from what, literally, first question they're going to ask you, you need a translator?
I mean, that's not just because you're Hispanic. There's Hispanics who don't speak English. I mean,
no, I'm saying that even in that sense, that would be a totally different starting experience than if I, as a black woman, walk in the bank and try to get a loan. They're not gonna do that to me. They're not gonna say, "Oh, yeah, you need a translator."
So you're talking about specifics as opposed to the outcome of what?
The experience all the way down to the outcome. Sure, the outcome might just be that, oh, neither one of us got a loan.
Oh yeah, and I agree with that. Yeah,
but even down to like what it was, why it was, the impact of that on my own like life trajectory from there.
Yeah,
looks very different.
No, of course,
because even with communally, like. You notice that I have a couple of friends that are Latinx, and like their family, the way that their family moves is a dynamic,
yeah,
totally different than anything my family can even relate to,
yeah,
or move in any way, shape, or form,
right?
Because that outcome is going to impact. Because if I'm a solo black person going in to get a loan by myself,
right,
and I don't get the loan, what's next?
You just got to figure it out, basically.
Okay, yeah. Right. But if I am in a community of five, six people that I am very close to, I don't get the loan, I'm going back to my community to figure out what we
That's
can do next.
That's how East Africans are. That's what, yeah. No, you're right about that.
Right.
Even
which
as
also,
black people.
Which
like,
also
black.
Delineates, though, y'all are black people that have different ethnicities.
And that's, privilege.
That's different than mine.
Right, right.
Because I'm...
There's a lot of things that... But like you said, like so me and you go to the bank, mm-hmm. We both try to get a loan. They say, no, I could go back to my community and be like, hey, listen, man, I'm trying to do this and this and that, and my community will help me with
it. Yeah, I might not have one.
Yeah.
Or if I do, we all trying to get this. Girl, shit, we was hoping you was going to get the shit. We sent you as a spokesperson.
Right.
You got the best credit. What the fuck?
Yeah.
If you can't get it, can't none of us get it.
Yeah.
So that's why I say, like, even like the POC group concept is like harmful because it's lumping. And even the concept of being black doesn't look the same because no racial group is monolithic.
Yeah, no, that's true. 100%. I could agree with that.
Like, because even saying, oh, I'm Asian. Like, what does that mean? What part of Asia? There's so many different countries in Asia that...
There's hate within each other. Like, Laos, like, you can be Hmong, which is like the people who live in the mountains part. Mm-hmm. Of like, and they don't fuck with them.
Yeah, or South Asians that are browner, yeah. They get a very different experience.
Cambodians and stuff.
Yeah, than opposed to someone Chinese. That's yeah. North Asian, right.
Oh, yeah, man.
Once again, also proximity to whiteness.
Yes.
Because colorism matters.
Colorism is real.
Colorism is real. And so, like, that's what I'll be saying is that, like, I don't like that whole POC concept. Because I think it erases the idea that, like, we are all struggling with different things that we're trying to conquer, overcome, develop, experience, succeed with. We're literally starting in different spaces as well with different historical experiences as to where we're starting.
Mm-hmm.
And reasons as to why we're starting this far back. Like, black people have been here this whole time and still trying to get the same things that we got people that are like voluntarily.
They just came here.
Yeah, coming here and having access to.
Right.
Because the experience is different. Not to, and I think too, the issue turns into, then we turn into the trauma Olympics of like, yours. I'm fighting. It's hard for me too. Like, anybody fucking said it won't. It's just that it's not the same. It's not the same fight.
Right.
And so that means that we can't lump us together because we don't need the same things.
That's true. I can't argue with that.
Yeah, like what you need to be successful from your experience, especially like I have black friends that are immigrants and like their experience is so different.
Yeah.
Because it's like even though they are black, their families chose to come here and they come from like stronger communal ties where they literally have like more generational wealth already than like my family has had being here since they got off the boat. You know what I mean? And it's like. But once again, it turns into the trauma Olympics of like, you don't know what it's like to have to learn a whole new language and to have to try to, you know, navigate in a community where you don't know what's going on and you doing this and other. You're right. I don't.
Yeah.
You also don't know what it's like to have generations of family live here and you don't even know who the fuck you're actually related to.
Mm-hmm.
Because your family's all over the place.
But that was my point with saying we have similar but not the same. Like, so words matter when you say certain things. Like that's why I'm like, yeah, we do have the same outcome in a sense, but we don't have the similar. We have the similar struggles, but the outcome, or like what divides us might be different, but we really are all going through the same shit. Like, so we shouldn't have a struggle Olympics. Like,
yeah, I mean, but we're not though. That's the thing is that we're not. It's not the same shit. I think that's the part is that it is like we try to.
What's not the same? Like. The actual struggle, is what you're saying?
I mean, like, even the experience day to day or what we're doing or how we're trying to do it or what we're trying to work towards is just so different. Like, it's not the same at all. I can't.
No, it's not the same. It's similar. That's
no,
what I'm
but
saying.
Even in this, what does similar mean? Like, just because we're struggling?
Yes.
No. Because just to say that you're struggling and I'm struggling does not, like, once
we're
again,
both we're struggling. It's similar to what we're trying to get to. Like, all right, so me, I grew up, I had to learn a new language.
Mm-hmm. I have no clue what that's like. Go ahead. You tell me what you're doing. I'm going to tell you if right? I know.
Poor.
We didn't grow up poor. Go ahead.
We literally had to make a way. I had no big homies to show me the way of being in America. I'm first generation. Mm-hmm. I had nobody to show me the ropes to nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, I had immigrant parents that my mom didn't speak English. My pop spoke a little bit of English, but mm-hmm. still, he came here in his 30s. He didn't know his way around the Bronx. Like, it's culture shock. Mm-hmm. You're around all type of different communities and different type of people. Like, I'm definitely struggling. Like, I'm still going through a lot of shit that's like, it's brand new to me. Like, I'm literally like, what the fuck is going on? I can't turn to my pops and be like, yo, who are the Bloods? Nothing. Like, what's drugs? He's struggling. I'm like, yo, I've been wearing these same shoes for a year and a half. Like, what's up? Mm-hmm. I'm getting made fun of him in school. It's so many struggles that I'm going through, the same thing. And I got a black homie who's going through the same struggles as me, as far as like his mom might be on drugs. It's just a different struggle,
right?
But it's a similar struggle.
But you see that difference though? Is that like mom being on drugs and mom not speaking English?
Mm-hmm. It's not the same
apples
thing.
Apples and oranges.
No, but it's still a fruit.
Yeah, but even then, in that concept of it being a fruit, like, okay, cool, but it's like, the nutritional value of the two are not even similar, which means that realistically the outcomes couldn't be the same, because
the outcomes,
what you eat apples for and what you eat oranges for is not the same thing, is what I'm saying. So
yeah,
even
but
yes,
I'm
we're
saying
going,
we're
can
all
call
struggling
fruit,
the same though, right?
Right, but no, we're not. That's what I'm saying, is that to say that we're struggling the same is not the
See,
same
that's,
thing.
That's the struggle,
because it
though.
It tries to turn it into like this whole like monolithic thing. Oh, we're just struggling, but like no, what you stand to do is totally different, and your outcomes. I mean, okay, your homie that you grew up with, what he doing?
Same shit, pretty much. Like
as you?
Well, I mean, he's not technically podcasting.
No, but he's doing the same shit as you.
Yeah, like he's still
in
the same position. He's
financially
he's doing,
sound like you.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's
family.
My homie. Yeah, everything the same, pretty much.
He got
the
a
same.
Wife and kids.
Well, he's single, but
that could be a difference. Is that a dude? That could be. Mom grew up on drugs. Didn't have a family at home.
But you I got friends who grew up with both
wait,
parents.
No, I didn't say that. Yeah. I didn't say that. I'm just simply saying that, like, we're calling it the same outcomes, and it's not.
The outcomes with anything could be different. I'm talking about our struggles are the same.
The struggles weren't the same, and the outcomes weren't the same.
The struggles are the same that we're both struggling. Okay. All right, so maybe, I don't know, maybe that might be.
You're trying to turn it into something that's like a very neutral base, and it's not, is what I'm trying to say. And that's the problem, is that us as black people try to align this idea that like we all just doing this, and a lot of us are not. A lot of us actually aren't struggling in some spaces like we think we are, mm-hmm. to the point where we're erasing people's experiences and not getting them what they need to make more equity in that space, right? Like I said, like I didn't grow up poor. I grew up with a single mom. My daddy wasn't really around when I grew up, but I didn't grow up poor. Yeah. And so it would be wild for me to say, well, I grew up with a single mom, so I know what it's like for you, what you grew up with a single mom. If you grew up with a single mom that was on drugs and you grew up poor, that's a totally different experience. I knew from when I was like 6, I was going to college.
No, of course. It could be different because I know people who have both parents in the house that grew up in a fucked up environment.
Yeah.
So, of course, I'm only comparing the fact that we both have struggles.
A struggle. Yeah. A struggle. But what mm-hmm. I'm saying is that in that concept,
yeah.
that's the same thing as like a middle class white woman struggling with depression. She had a struggle. Does that put her on the same caliber as us?
No.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is that when we try to turn the word struggle into just, oh, it's just a struggle, so it's all the same, it invalidates people's personal experiences.
But depending on what the struggle has an outcome to. Like, what if she's struggling with depression mm-hmm. and her house is up for foreclosure?
Yeah.
And she can't work. And, like, if all these things affect
fine.
The same.
She's a middle-class white woman that works from home. She has all the money she needs. Her depression comes from something totally different.
I see. I guess variables matter on that.
And that's what I'm saying, is that, like, I know it feels nuanced, but it's really not, because it erases.
Oh, no. It is nuanced. Super nuanced.
Right. But I mean, like, but to the point where, like, I think nuance has a negative connotation, because we try to turn nuances into, like, frivolous things, right? Like, oh, it's nuanced. Like, that's just, is this, the like, no. These things actually pivotally matter, because it changes who you are, how you proceed, what you can and cannot do, what you will do.
But that can come with, because, like, let's just say I grew up in a household where, just for instance, mm-hmm. let's just say my dad beat my mom, right?
Yeah.
And then my homeboy has the same outcome where his dad beats his mom. Mm-hmm. I could grow up and be like, it's okay to beat my wife when I get older. When I get, he might look at it like, I never want my mom to feel like, I don't want my wife to feel the same. And we can have the same struggle, but have a different result is my point. Like, we're still struggling the same shit, but we have a different result. I mean, an outcome.
Yeah. In that case, sure.
Yeah.
But even in that, there's still other parts of it that shift what that looks like and why and how that works for you.
Yeah.
I mean, why it impacts you the way it does. But I just say that to say that, like, I think I wish we would spend more time trying to uplift people's differences in those spaces instead
and
of trying
understand
to, like,
people.
Paint, and paint the sameness, the sameness picture.
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't eat a couple nights? Me neither. Like, Trauma Olympics. Okay. Yeah. No, like, it's okay to say that, like, your different experience is different than mine.
Yeah.
We did have struggles, but they were not the same, and that's why we live different lives now.
And the outcome could be totally different, even though we have the same.
So different. Struggles. Sorry, my ear's itching. Yeah. I didn't mean to moan the mic like that.
Yeah, that's all good, man. You are definitely an entertaining person who I love having conversation with, because I'm probably I'm sure when I listen back to this conversation, it's going to be a lot. Because one thing I've learned about podcasting is I have conversations. I might have a certain outlook on something, but then when I go back and listen to it, I'm like, oh shit, I get exactly what the fuck they were saying.
Yeah, for
And that don't mean you agree with what they're saying, but
you
can
understand it.
And that makes you look at a total different perspective and respect the next man.
That's
so conversation is dope, man. And I love conversations with people like you.
I appreciate that.
And
I know, most people do.
Yeah,
you know,
for
I gotta pop my shit a little
bit. I told you that though from the jump. When I listened, I said, yo, I sent you a DM immediately, like, yo, you're entertaining.
You did,
fuck.
I love your podcast. I don't know, because he tried to act like he didn't really know me the last event I saw him at.
Niggas are being weird. Why are you being weird to me? Morgan, now we got put on the spot, because this is what she says to me. Matter of fact, Morgan pulled you and what's the other homie name?
No, I'm talking about the second event that I saw you at that you did not speak to me at.
Where?
September.
Let's talk about it.
Oh, I was with Safa. I might have been.
You didn't speak to me.
Oh,
you looked
see,
me dead in my shit.
Oh, he was at the 15.
Yeah, I was. He looked me dead in the face, and I got ready to hit him with the, oh, hey. And he looked right past me, and
yo,
I said,
you know how many people tell me that? It's because.
Tell me you got some kind of fucking vision problem or something.
No vision problem, but it's like, I'll see somebody, and I'm like, I know this person from somewhere, and then I'm married now.
Your inclination isn't to just speak?
No, because sometimes you don't know who you have an issue with. Sometimes it could be a girl you dealt with in the past. That it could.
You would never forget me, so don't worry about that.
But there's so many reasons, like. But that's the thing, like, sometimes.
Yeah. Say pause. Heterosexual hits.
No, that wouldn't be
pauses.
A pause. That would be a pause. That would not be.
Anything
a pause.
Sexual gets a pause. I'm just starting
pausing.
No, but there's plenty of times where people be like, they'll hit me in the DMs, like, why you ain't speak? I'm like, I did not realize that was you. It's
definitely not hitting you in your DMs. That's suppressed shit. Just know, I noted that shit.
No,
and
I'm
said,
sorry if I did.
When you
that,
messaged
man.
Me, I wanted to say, don't fucking talk to me.
Wow.
You should have been like, yo, what the fuck? Like,
I'm not a nasty woman.
Yeah, no, I swear to God, I don't even recall that. Like, yeah, my bad.
The only reason I gave you any ounce of anything was because you're a friend of Morgan's.
That's dope. Shout out to Morgan.
Yeah.
But yeah, she brought you and what's the other homie?
Rod. Mm-hmm.
She brought y'all over and was like, y'all all have podcasts, get to know each other. And she just walked off on us. And he's like, oh. And then you're going to say, you don't even follow me on Instagram. That's what
you
said.
You don't, because I followed you already.
She lied. I showed her my phone. She's like, oh, you do follow me. Those were your exact words.
Oh, no. I said I follow you on Instagram. I said you didn't follow me back.
And then when I showed her my phone, I was already following her. Matter of fact, I followed her first.
This actually doesn't make your case stronger as to why fucking looked me over in September then.
No, but I swear to God, that's
be
nothing.
In my own head.
No, I really do. Like, I be in my own head. Like, I don't even look at people.
Get the fuck out of it then.
I know.
Yeah, just, I need you to remember. You see me again?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm running up in your shit.
You should.
Oh, that's what we on?
You should. And we be laughing, joking.
Now I'm about to act like some crazy old ass baby mama. Like, oh, really? Nah. That's how you feel?
People do that to me all the time. Like, nigga, you act like you don't know me. I'm like, I just didn't. I try not to look at women too hard because. Really, you don't know what it's like to be a man. So
I don't.
And especially when in times like this where you don't want to look a woman too long or, and I'm married, I'm one niggas to be like, you was over there kicking with some bitches. Like,
first of all, I'm not some bitches.
I'm not saying you.
I am that bitch. I'm just kidding. Nah,
but you know what I'm saying? When you out and you married and you got to watch how you move. So
married niggas be cheating all the time. I just made a tweet about that today. I said, you know what I'm about to do? I'm about to start fucking these married niggas that be in my DMs, and I'm going to start extorting them for money.
Damn.
People already do that.
You got a death wish. Because niggas are killed before they fuck up their family.
That's why I'm going to just give me the money.
Yeah, that's true.
God damn, you.
But then the thing is, you're gonna come back with some more money.
Just pay a phone bill, nigga. God damn, you got 65.
A phone bill, that's it.
I mean, I'm gonna get multiple.
Oh, all right.
See, the best dick gets the phone bill. That's what it is. It, the worse the dick, the bigger the bill. Let's talk about it. Nigga with the worst dick got to pay that car note.
Damn.
No, I feel like that's just so much. He would kill me if I asked that nigga for $1,300 a month. Let's be real. Yeah. Yeah. If a nigga got $1,300 a month to just give away.
See, Sapphire would want what you expect, you know what then, Sapphire.
Yeah.
Sapphire would expect something. That, he'd be like, yo, me and my homies coming through to run it on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly. Me and all three of my boys.
Nah, I'm fucking with y'all.
You better be ready for all three of us.
Now, it's another episode of Mez Drinks and Chill, and
I don't like how you don't say my name.
C-Blue.
Thank you. Candidly Brash with C-Blue.
And they can find you everywhere pretty much, right? And you
yeah,
can find
at your daddy house. Wherever
at your daddy house. He going to be paying either the car note
oh, yeah.
or
if
the phone
if your
bill.
Daddy in the streets, you better hide him because I'm going to get him.
And we out of here. It's another episode. That first song that you heard was Slide and Giuseppe's by the homie Ciroc. We're going to play another song. It's called Drowning the Pints by him also, Ciroc. Check him out. DMV, what up?
Go, 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 go.
Get the money, get the money, get the money, get the money.
Cause it go down in the night, don't matter about the time, bitch, I'm down for the fight. Yeah, bitch, I'm down for the fight. I can see it in your eyes, you're not down for the life. Yeah, it go down in the night. Finna have a celebration, we gon' drown in the pints. Yeah, we gon' drown in the pints. Finna have a celebration, get the brown with the ice. They gon' really move if I say so. Get into the money, gotta lay low. Rest in peace, my dog, he got a halo. I'm thinking about my dog, he got a halo. It go down in the night. Don't matter about the time, bitch, I'm down for the fight. I see it in your eyes, you're not down for the life. Pull four for my nigga, we gon' drown in them pints, yeah. So full fire with a tick. Keep by my side, got a lot to protect. See too many die on the grind for the check. I won't let them put me on, I won't let them see me stressed, no. Rubber band of money, put it in the safe. Big designer shoes that it come from space. Been working since the morning and it's getting late. Road running for the money, I've been driving state to state. Yeah, hope they know that I'm on it. Nigga acting funny, cut them off when I want it. Yeah, she gon' call when she hornin'. If I lose it all, she gon' leave me all lonely. Yeah, cause she not built for the life. I'm about to double cup and fill it up with the Sprite. Buying out the store, don't care about the price. And I put that on my niggas, I'ma drown in the pints. Cause it go down in the night. Don't matter about the time, bitch, I'm down for the fight. Yeah, bitch, I'm down for the fight. I can see it in your eyes, you're not down for the life. Yeah, it go down in the night. Finna have a celebration, we gon' drown in the pints. Yeah, we gon' drown in the pints. Finna have a celebration, get the brown with the ice. They gon' really move if I say so. Get into the money, gotta lay low. Rest in peace, my dog, he got a halo. I'm thinking about my dog, he got a halo. It go down in the night. Don't matter about the time, bitch, I'm down for the fight. I can see it in your eyes, you're not down for the life. Pull four for my nigga, we gon' drown in them pints, yeah.